Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3 and I'm Bernard Lim. The COVID-19 pandemic has pushed businesses to pivot and diversify. And this year's Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021 is once again being held during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we look to recognize small and medium-sized enterprises that demonstrate innovation, resilience and sustainability, despite going through tough circumstances. In its 14th year, the awards are jointly organized by the Business Times and OCBC, are held annually to celebrate and recognize emerging businesses with an enterprising mindset. And today we speak to Satya Sriram, the Group CEO and co-founder of Shiok Meats. Well, Shiok Meats is a cultivated meat company based in Singapore and the first of its kind in here and Southeast Asia. Tell us what Shiok Meat aims to achieve with regard to food consumption.
So Shiok Meat is a cultivated meat and seafood company and we're headquartered in Singapore. And what we do is we produce meat and seafood using stem cells instead of the entire animal. And why we're doing this is because the world's population is going to be 10 billion in the next couple of years. And that means we need more sustainable sources of nutritious and delicious and affordable food. And so we come in as an additional protein and food source that doesn't strain the environment more than what it is right now. Instead of factory farming and setting up large parts of land or large quantums of land and using a lot of energy and resources, what we do is we grow meat and seafood using stem cells in large stainless steel tanks, much like a brewery. But instead of brewing beer, imagine meat and seafood being brewed inside of it. So this is environment friendly. It's sustainable because we don't kill animals. There's no animal cruelty. We don't use any chemicals or antibiotics. We are basically cultivating meat. And that's why it's called cultivated meat.
Right.
And we're cultivating it in a cultivator, which is a large stainless steel tank, much like most of how your food products are produced currently in food safe manufacturing facilities. This is important because we need varied sources of food for the growing population. We need to lessen the strain on the environment, and we need to just make sure that our future generation gets the food that we eat, but from a better sustainable source.
You're looking to kind of scale up plans to launch Shiok Meats into the Singapore market latest, I believe, 2023. Are you on track to meet this goal, and what can we expect then?
For sure. We're looking at a first commercial launch, and we specifically at Shiok Meats work on cultivated shrimp, crab and lobster for crustaceans. And we're looking to launch our first product in Singapore by 2023. We're definitely on track. In fact, we have just scaled up our technology to a certain extent. Next year, we're building our first manufacturing plant in Singapore, and we'll be seeking regulatory approval as well. So you should be able to eat our cultivated shrimp or crab or lobster by mid-2023 latest.
Looking forward to that. Well, COVID-19 has obviously hit many sectors. I'm sure your sector as well. So what impact has it had on Shiok Meats?
I would actually say there's been a positive and a negative impact. So I would take the positive first. Is what has happened is because people were more at home, they were reading a lot more. And they were exposed to a lot more news and media coverage and so on. What has happened is people have realized that the food system needs improvement, needs an overhaul, and everybody needs to find a better solution for the source of food that they're getting. Also, with the disruption in the logistics and food supply chains, people started looking at more regional produce, regional products, local products, which is amazing, which is what we also want to do, what we're gearing up for in the future. So I think the COVID pandemic has helped consumer education for this particular industry, which is the sustainable food industry. And it's great because it adds on to all the efforts that we put together as an industry to educate the consumers. The negative impact, of course, again, has been the logistics and supply chain issues where, our equipment, the infrastructure requirements that you need got delayed with the multiple lockdowns and the back and forth and the rules and regulations in different countries, even within Singapore, has slowed us down a bit, but I wouldn't say more than 6 months. Mm-hmm. So it has sort of slowed us down for around 6 months, but we are on it. And I think us as entrepreneurs and startup people, we are extremely resilient. So we're always geared up for anything and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think, I say this with a lot of pride, but if a company has survived through this pandemic, I think we can survive anything.
Very well said. So tell us, how have you had to pivot and adapt your business to kind of cater to the current environment?
Sure. I mean, we've had to definitely put into account a lot of business continuity planning in place. We had to get our, because we as a company, you know, majority of us are scientists, researchers that actually need access to lab and facilities, and they can't really work from home. So we have had to, you know, change the way we run, split into teams. We have had to tag team. We have had our scientists work through night shifts, for example, which we actually never had before this. And I think it's all been about how can we be flexible and also keep in mind that our employees have families that they have to take care of. Mm-hmm. And we have to sort of keep in mind all of that. And in fact, through the pandemic, we raised our Series A. We grew from just 7 to 35 people. Mm-hmm. So it has been a good ride, mm-hmm. but it has been a huge ride of understanding and adjusting and making sure everybody's comfortable with the decisions that I make, especially as a CEO and a co-founder. But it's been interesting. And again, I say this, that if we survive this, I think we can survive anything.
Very well put as well. We're speaking to Satya Sriram, the group CEO and co-founder of Shok Meats. What has been the biggest lesson for you for the past, 18 months or so during COVID?
I think for me, the biggest eye-opening experience has been how the investors, the community, and my team came together to make sure that we are on top of things, that we can survive this. And the assurance that my rockstar team gave me that, you know what, Sandhya, whatever happens, we are in this together and we'll make it happen. And one of the things that I also have to keep in mind, and I keep saying it over and over again, is I'm actually glad that we are not in the market yet. We're not a commercial company yet, because that would have been another nightmare. We're still an R&D company. We're still sort of, you know, figuring out how to scale up and get to that market in the next 18 months. Mm-hmm. If I already had a product in the market, I think, you know, it would have been much harder to keep that month-on-month revenue and to make sure sales are fine and so on. So I'm actually glad we're an R&D company right now, but it's been mind-blowing, the resilience that my team has. Yeah.
So tell us, are you working on product offerings right now?
Not yet. So we are looking to launch our first product by mid-2023 latest in Singapore. And as I mentioned, it will be a cultivated shrimp or lobster dish and lobster products, but it will be sold in premium restaurants. So it will be incorporated in a dish. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what we're looking at.
Any expansion plans, perhaps overseas?
For sure. I mean, we're starting off with Singapore. As you know, Singapore is a small market, but it's a great market to start off and launch with. We're definitely looking at the larger Southeast Asia, APAC, and eventually global markets. But I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is going to take us a while to get to those markets, especially given the fact that since this is a novel product, we need to look at regulatory approval in each country. Mm-hmm. And right now, in the entire world, Singapore is the only country that gives regulatory approval to such products. So we are looking forward to seeing which other country is going to be next.
So congratulations, nonetheless, on being nominated for this year's OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021. So this entire nomination process must have taken a while. So what have you learned during this process?
I mean, it's been extremely heartwarming and humbling to be nominated, and as well as going through the process. I think the whole OCBC team, as well as the judges and all of them, have been really nice through this entire experience, and they've been really supportive. And, you know, it's been such a pleasant experience. I'm just looking forward to the award ceremony and keeping our fingers crossed that we win.
Okay, there comes the next question then. So looking forward to the award ceremony. So what does winning mean to you if you are declared the winner on December the 7th?
I mean, honestly, I honestly feel we're already a winner. we reached the top 15. We've been nominated. We've been appreciated by the judging committee and OCBC as well. But I think when we, and I'm not saying if, but when we when we win the award on the award ceremony, I think it would, you know, it would prove by a third party that what we are doing is actually noble and effective and something that's going to change the way we look at things and change the way we eat. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a form of recognition for us when a third party like OCBC sort of, you know, looks at us and says, you know what, you're an emerging enterprise and we're really supportive and we really believe that your technology would work. Mm-hmm. I think that gives us a sense of pride and a sense of reassurance that what we're doing and where we're going is the right direction.
Well, Satya, really appreciate you spending time with us here today. Satya Sriram, the group CEO and co-founder of Shok Meats, one of the nominees for the Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021. Well, I'm Bernard Lim and this is Money FM 89.3.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times, recognizing business innovation. resilience, and sustainability.